Fitness Challenge Podcast, your source for the best, most inspiring, and up-to-date information concerning all things related to MS, fitness, and health. This is Stephen Gloss, your host, an MS warrior, trainer, and fitness advocate. The MS Fitness Challenge provides guidance and support to people with MS and fitness professionals worldwide in an effort to educate and train them in the benefits of exercise, nutrition, and mindset. Together, we can win the battle against multiple sclerosis. This is episode number 19. Today, we have the pleasure of getting some insights and updates from the founder of the MS Fitness Challenge. He recently started his own company, Optimal Body Personal Fitness, and is excited to share more details about his exciting new endeavor. The MS Fitness Challenge podcast would like to introduce the man, the myth, the legend, David Lyons, to the show. How are you doing, David? It's so good to talk to you.
Hey, buddy. I'm doing great. I'm so glad to be here with you. I was trying to take a nap, and then I heard you start talking and working right up.
Well, it's finally 2021. We had such a, everybody can relate. We had a crazy 2020, some good, a lot of bad, but we made it through, and here we are, 2021. How'd you fare, David? What was your experience like?
Well, you know, let's go before COVID. MSFC did extremely well bringing out an 8-week challenge, and all of these, this is, you know, free programs. We brought the 8-week challenge out. We had a program that you did for exercise. We had a program from Shauna Ferrigno about mindset. Maureen Manley came out with a program about as well mindset and exercise. And then Monica Paley, our nutrition director, she came out with a nutrition program. All of this is free of cost to anybody with MS that goes to our website. So we did really well. And then boom, COVID hit. So what happens with COVID is everything that we were going to do live, like our training camps and other program 12-week challenges, had to come to a halt. But, you know, we still have the ability for anybody anywhere in the world to go on our website and jump into any of the free programs that we already launched for 2020. Now, 2021 is going to be a little bit of a challenge because, you know, we're still in this mode of lockdown somewhat, and we're still in the mode of everybody's kind of afraid to go back into the gyms, and especially people with MS that are concerned with their immune system. So we are launching another 8-week challenge in just 7 days from now. A week from now, there will be another 8-week challenge that people can register for on our msfitnesschallenge.org website. And we're going to continue into 2021, bringing whatever we can for the MS community free of cost.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And I think it's a great way to really generate some hope and some momentum and just some positive energy moving into this new year to do that 8-week challenge. Because I know that a lot of people in the past have raved about just the results that they've gleaned from that and just the difference that it's made in their lives. So that's really good news to hear, David. What else do we have in line for 2021? I know that last year we had this crazy ambition to do the 100,000 push-up challenge. Yes. And we actually did pretty well. I know we didn't reach the goal, but we had a lot of people doing some just amazing things and doing a ton of push-ups and just really, really cranking it out for the MS Fitness Challenge. Do you envision maybe we do something like that again this year?
I definitely think that's something we will do again. Maybe we will revisit that 100,000 push-ups themselves, you know, and do that one more time. But we did do well. I mean, look, we did over 20,000 push-ups, which for a start is a lot of push-ups.
Yeah.
I've got to go back. I think we did 40,000 total push-ups.
I think so. I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I did 20,000 myself.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. But,
we had some great support from people like Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, and his daughter Shauna would do out there doing push-ups. Damon John from Shark Tank was out there doing push-ups for us. Mr. America, Tom Terwilliger, and his wife Dawn were out there doing push-ups, and you know, there's other people that I'm just not thinking of right now. But we had a tremendous amount of support, and I think that we will go and try to do that again this year, or maybe something a little bit different. You know, it's it's challenging now, you know, because people's minds are not on giving. They're on how do we get past this COVID situation? And, you know, unfortunately, it's not looking much better than it was before, even with the vaccine. You know, now we have another strain of it. So, you know, we're going to do what we can with MSFC to get that word out there and get people motivated and involved in what we're doing. But it is a different world than it was in beginning of 2021.
So what would you say, David, is the biggest need right now for the MSFC? Maybe it's obvious, but how can listeners, because I know I think it might be helpful if we get some listener involvement and just get some group involvement from our local network about ways that we can, you know, hopefully have some success this year. Do you have any ideas that come to mind?
Well, I mean, the key for us is to continue to bring no-cost programs out. And for us to be able to do no-cost programs, there's costs for the charity involved in those. So the fundraising part of this is extremely important for us. We need to have the support of those people that either want to donate themselves, have companies that they work with, maybe would donate or do some type of fundraiser for us. You know, that was never my goal. My goal was never to be a fundraiser. My goal was to help people get educated and trained on fitness, including trainers. But of course, it morphs into fundraising because when you have a charity, you have to have funds to be able to do the things that you want to do to help those people. So all I could ask people to do is help support us financially. You know, we've got the team, we've got the experts, we've got the ability to bring out the programs that we need, but we need the funds to continue to do that.
Right. I think another thing that might be helpful for our listeners, David, is people might not be aware, like maybe we haven't spoken about it enough, but what is like the ultimate vision for the MS Fitness Challenge? Like if we could just like grab a hold of all the money in the world, like everything that we needed, like what is the ultimate vision for the MS Fitness Challenge?
Well, it's the same vision it's always been, Steve, and it really has never changed and it really never will. The goal is to have everybody that's physically able to be able to exercise, to be able to understand the importance of nutrition and mindset in the battle against this disease. It is the most important thing in their lives to be able to beat this disease. And there's only one really great road to do that, and that's through fitness. And what I mean by fitness, it's mindset, it's exercise, it's nutrition. And if you take that and put that together with maybe alternative treatments that they're out there right now, you can overcome this disease. You're not going to cure it. We don't have a cure now. And nobody's ever saying that what we're doing is curing people. But it is helping people get ahead of this disease, get stronger, get more mobile, get more positive. We are going to continue down that path to bring that type of positivity and that type of training out to the MS community.
Yeah. And I can totally, I mean, I've seen you, I've seen so many people a part of this group, and especially my personal experience, just knowing that I look back 2.5 years ago when I was first diagnosed and look where I'm at today. And I can say without a doubt that this charity and that this sort of attitude and this strategy and approach to beating this disease through fitness and health and mindset, it really is the best strategy to get some positive momentum.
Well, look at you now. You are Iron Man.
That's right. Yeah, I can't wait, David. Next week, we'll actually be releasing a podcast that I'll be sharing my story about that crazy adventure. So listeners will definitely have something good to listen to next week as well.
Well, that was crazy, but I will say this, you know what? Sometimes we have to do crazy things to get people to look at what we're doing and why we're doing it. You know,
exactly.
It's not always about the activity. So it's not always about me being a bodybuilder at 62 years old or you being an Ironman. It's about what does that mean? You know, what does that represent to the MS community? What that means is it means that you can set goals and achieve those goals despite MS. But to get there, you've got to have a game plan. You've got to have a program that works for you. You've got to have the mindset there. Not everybody cares to be an Ironman and not everybody cares to squat 500 pounds. We know that, Stephen.
Right.
But, you know, even though we are rare at what we're doing with MS, people want to be able to have a normal life. They want to be able to run around the block. They want to be able to go out dancing. They want to do the things that they can't do if they're not physically able to do it. And people like you that are showing an extreme actually are helping people that are not interested in that extreme understand that, wow, if this crazy man could be an Iron Man with MS, I can run around the block. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. And I think, David, you're touching on something that really strikes to my heart. And it's part of the reason why I did do something crazy like an Ironman. I think it's part of the reason why you do crazy things like bodybuilding, is that I care so deeply and so much about the difference that fitness and that particularly this charity can make in the lives of people with MS, that really I'll go to whatever lengths I have to make people finally realize that and to wake up. And not just people within our community, but people outside the MS bubble, to make them realize, you know, what we're doing is having such a significant impact. If we can only generate that that excitement and that energy outside of our group. And this is sort of like a call to action to our listeners. If you know anybody of influence within your network who has the ability to help us out, to make a difference, please let us know. Like this is all about helping other people with MS. It's about helping your fellow MSer live a better life, like David was talking about.
Hey, Stephen, you know what? Like you said, you know, you and I get up in the morning and our goal is not just about ourselves. It's our goal is, yes, we want to accomplish something that we have as our specific goal. But our main goal is to help other people and to share the ability that we have with other people. You know, if we can show people that their goals are worth following, as small as they are or as big as they are, then we've done our job.
Exactly. Like, just like that, David. Like, I don't care if it's an Ironman, if you decided to run 100 miles or if you're just trying to walk 100 feet across the street. Each and every one of those goals, it has a significant meaning to the individual, and they matter just as much regardless.
That's right. You know, everyone with MS is an individual. You know, it's a snowflake disease, which means that each one of us is a snowflake. It doesn't always work the same from one person to the next. We have similar symptoms. You know, we might have similar challenges and limitations, but each one of us, our bodies are completely different than the next person. So what our goal is individually is what matters. We don't want to look at someone who's able to, you know, lift a lot of weight or run an Ironman, do an Ironman, or, you know, run a marathon or whatever it is they're doing and say, gosh, you know, I can't do that, so I don't want to achieve anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to look at where are your goals? What is it that you want to accomplish? You know, one of the guys in our group is the second strongest, and they say disabled, but I say, you know, limitations, right. But he's the second strongest disabled man in the world. And he's in our group. He's got MS, you know, so his goal was to be the strongest man in the world, you know, and he made it to number two, which is still amazing, but that was his goal. You know, we can't compare ourselves to the next person. And that's what my point is with the snowflake disease issue, is that we cannot be discouraged if we can't do something. What we have to be is encouraged by what we can do, not discouraged by what we can't do.
Man, that could sum up just everything we're trying to achieve right there, David.
Yeah.
That alone. Well, I know I mentioned it in the intro, David, but I want to spend a little bit of time before we close out today talking about the Optimal Body Personal Fitness Program, the company that you started. What exactly is it and how does it relate to the MS Fitness Challenge?
Oh, you're going to open up a can of worms now. Okay. So Optimal Body is a company I've had for many, many years. And what I was doing all the years before MS is I was helping people achieve their goals. So whether they were an athlete or whether it was someone that was trying to be a bodybuilder, whatever that was, I was working with those people. When I got diagnosed with MS, I shifted Optimal Body to helping people with limitations. So it was not just MS, it was ALS, it was Parkinson's, it was muscular dystrophy, it was whatever those limitations were. But I focused specifically on MS because that's what I have.
Right.
So I have a passion for MS. But, you know, one of the things that really got to me is the misleading information that's out there for people with MS when it comes to exercise. And I don't want to bash anybody's programs, and I'm not going to start saying anything negative about anyone. So we're not going down that road. But what I am going to say is that functional exercise that is being promoted for MS and has been promoted all these years as the means to overcoming this disease is incorrect. It's misleading. What do I mean by that?
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Yeah, see, I don't mean that functional exercises like doing squats or hip bridges or leg lifts are bad, but they do not create the processes in the body that you need to get ahead of this disease. There are three things, Stephen, that we have to do to beat MS, and that is create something called acetylcholine production in the brain, which is a chemical that actually moves our muscles. That acetylcholine production creates muscle fiber activation. The second thing we need to do is we have to have a brain to muscle and a muscle back to the brain reconnection that was lost by the damage of the nervous system. And the third thing that we want to do when we can, because it's not always 100% possible, but we want to create neuroplasticity and take the nerves that are still working correctly and try to redirect them to the spots that we need them to work again. Those three things are paramount in being able to overcome MS. I have been able to work with hundreds of people, okay, one-on-one over these last few years, and literally get them out of wheelchairs, have them run up and down stairs when they couldn't even walk hardly up those stairs, have them running on treadmills, have them doing leg curls when they couldn't even lift their leg in that direction before, utilizing these training methods that create what I call focus-driven and thought-based training, where you are connecting the thought to the movement and utilizing specific training methods that make that happen. So I've basically turned the MS exercise field upside down right now, because nobody really understands that. And although the people that are out there with MS exercise programs, their intentions are good and they're good people and they're very knowledgeable about exercise, they're missing the main point because they don't have MS, number one. Most of them don't. I mean, the ones that I know that have programs out there, they don't even suffer with our disease. So they're not dealing with it every day, so they can't really relate to it. And the second thing is they're following antiquated information about functional exercise. The studies are there. Science backs up everything I'm saying. Studies show that if you create a thought process at every repetition and exercise that you're doing, you will get way more results than just doing a movement. So a functional exercise is basically just a movement. Optimal body is focus-driven training. So there's about 10 different ways that I train clients. And now we have our membership that people could join who cannot afford to have me as their one-on-one trainer. They're able to go into our website and follow our program. And every month I'm releasing new and different training methods. We launched this in December, and we have a private group for all those members. Their posts and their testimonials about the results they're getting within weeks and within these 30 days have been just astronomically amazing. So I have video proof of everything that I say. When I tell you that I have people that are running upstairs that couldn't do it, we have video showing this.
It's awesome.
The program works, but it's very different than anything else that's out there or anything that people with MS have ever seen. And you have to want to work. This is not a program where you're going to sit and lay on your back and do a hip bridge. This is a program where you're actually putting the work in to beat this disease.
That's amazing. Just to recap and highlight there, I know this information is available on your website, Optimal Body Fitness. I'll have a link to that included with this podcast, but it boils down to these three things, and correct me if I'm wrong, David, but it's a focus-driven and thought-based training program that's trying to do these three things: increase acetylcholine chemical production, focus on the brain to muscle body connection, and then create an optimal environment for neuroplasticity to increase. Is that about sum it up well?
That is perfectly well.
All right. And I think that it's really good to hone in and highlight those things to help differentiate why this is such a unique and special program, that it's not just one of those, you know, run of the mill. It's just the next, you know, the next fad MS fitness program. Like, this is legit stuff right here. And as you said, there's video evidence to prove it.
Yeah. And our 8-week challenge that's coming out next week is actually working with our charity, MS Fitness Challenge, which is actually funding this, but it's working through our optimal body training program, so that these 8 weeks, I'm going to be teaching people some of the training methods that I use and getting them to understand how it works with their body. So each week during this 8 weeks, they're going to be doing a different muscle group in a specific training method that's going to create those three processes. So the 8-week challenge is really a great way of getting introduced, but the program itself is very, very comprehensive, very detailed. There's nutrition, there's mindset, there's exercise, there's a lot on the website for the Optimal Body program that people get every single month. And it's really, really inexpensive for what they're getting.
Yeah, so it sounds like the 8-week challenge is almost like a test drive, right? Just to kind of get a feel for how it's going to work.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, here's a taste test of what this type of training is. You know, you will never get the same results in an 8-week program that you will being on a specific program month after month after month. But it is a great way to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. And, you know, the other thing, Stephen, that's really not correct in the MS exercise world is that they're constantly doing the same type of training. So it never changes. So when you do these functional programs, it's basically, here, follow these exercises. They change the exercises, but they maintain the same type of program. Do 10 reps of this and do this many sets.
Right.
But there's no change in how you're doing them. Through the Optimal Body training program, there's many, many different training methods. And we change those periodically so that your body can now find a new way of beating MS. It's not the same old thing that you're doing over and over. Your body, over time, if you do the same thing day in and day out and day in and day out, the body just adjusts to it and it won't make the progress. We're not allowing the body to adjust. We're forcing the body to make progress.
I think it's one of those harsh realities of having MS is that you've constantly got to just embrace that battle each and every day, because the moment you let your guard down and start to, you know, take the easy way out, that seems to be when MS starts to gain ground.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Well, David, we talked about a lot of exciting things for 2021. And I guess before we close out today, I want to look back one more time at 2020, just another moment of reflection. And if you can look back at that year, what is one of the things that you take the most pride in, that you're most proud of when it relates to what the MS Fitness Challenge was able to accomplish?
Well, look, it's really people like you, you know, because what you've accomplished because of being involved in our charity and being involved in what we're doing and how that helped motivate you, that's a highlight. You know, we've got members like Angela Gensler that are now trainers, MS trainers and certified trainers, who came to our MS Fitness Challenge gym group and have taken their fitness to a whole new level and have changed their lives because of it. Those are the highlights for me of 2020, is watching you, watching Angela, watching all of the thousands of people that are in that group take the next step in their fitness journey. More than anything, that's what excited me in 2020.
Yeah. And David, I've got to reflect the same sort of gratitude for you and just everything you've been able to do with this charity, and for just sticking through thick and thin, that the difficulties and the challenges we have faced and will continue to face as COVID continues to present challenges, and just the daily grind of just being an MS, or maybe some people forget, but you have MS and you deal with that day in and day out as well, David. and you're still fighting through it. So we I know I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure everybody listening does as well.
Well, I appreciate every single person that supports us. I appreciate every member of our MS Fitness Challenge charity and gym Facebook group. I appreciate all the hundreds of people that have been joining the Optimal Body training program. I appreciate every single one of you guys, and I never take one day for granted about what we deal with and how we deal with it and the struggles that every one of you have to go through. It's my passion to help every single person that I can that asks me for their help.
Thank you so much, David. It's been an absolute blast talking to you today. I'll make sure we have all the resources we've talked about today, the free resources on the msfitnesschallenge.org website, as well as all the resources available on Optimal Body Fitness. Before I do close this out, though, any last words, David?
Just I want to keep telling everybody, like I do all the time, never quit. Set your mind on a goal that you want to achieve, no matter how small and no matter how big, and know that you can accomplish that goal by implementing a fitness program that will change your life. And we're here to help you do that.
Awesome. Thanks, David. That's going to wrap it up for this episode. Thank you for listening, and be sure to stay tuned for future episodes. Remember, new and previous episodes of the MS Fitness Challenge podcast are available for download on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Simplecast. A great way you can help and support the MS Fitness Challenge is by sharing, rating, and reviewing this podcast. So if you haven't taken the time to do it yet, leave us a 5-star review and share how this podcast has made a difference in your life. Remember, the more people we can reach, the greater the impact we can have. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn and get plugged into the MS Fitness Challenge Gym Facebook group. The group is as active as ever and will give you the chance to get integrated to a motivated cast of dedicated MS warriors. To all those listening, to all our MS warriors, thank you. Don't give up the fight. Keep pressing, keep striving, and conquer MS.